2-0 Red Sox as we go to the fifth. We welcome one of the all-time Red Sox greats on the mound, John Lester. John, great to see you.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
Enjoying your first year of retirement?
I am. I'm having a good time so far.
Family is here with you for a couple of games and a tour of the Beanstown City as well, the hub. Here is Benintendi, who struck out with a throw-em-out double play resulting. And Cutter Crawford delivers, and a foul to the backstop. So you wanted your kids. Hudson is 12, and you have a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old?
I got a 12-year-old, well, just turned 12, an 8-year-old, soon to be 9, and then a 5-year-old, be 6 at the end of November. So full crew, they're all here. They got to do the grounds crew today. I think they overpainted home plate a little bit, but it looks good from up here.
It does, yeah. And Crawford's throwing strikes over it, which is even better.
Well, I was a little worried about the zone tonight because they did go outside the lines a little bit on it. So if it's been a wide zone, that could be why.
Well, but that was a pitcher. Why not?
Yeah, exactly.
Fouled out of play 1-2.
You said you're enjoying retirement. Was there a little anxiety at all or a little itch at the beginning of the year? Were you comfortable right from the get-go this season?
I was good with it. I knew pretty much halfway through 21 that I was done. There was some stuff throughout that year that, you know, kind of helped really cement the decision. But, no, it's been good, man. My kids have been keeping me busy. They were, you know, full-force baseball and now we're getting ready for football, you know, so we're doing that, and school starts next week, so I'll be back to being the Uber driver.
Foul of the right out of play, living in Atlanta.
Yes.
So they have no choice. They have to play football, right? Isn't that part of state law?
You know what? I really didn't think they were going to do it, but they did it. So far they're doing it. I'm kind of waiting to see their reaction to the first time they get hit.
Right.
So far, so good. The last week was kind of like a training camp.
A lot of play.
Little deal. Mm-hmm. And, they did well. They surprised me with how kind of aggressive they were. And they got in there and they did well. They weren't shy. So it's been fun. I mean, it's been fun to see them grow and kind of mature into their own little people.
One of our favorite guests when you play was your wife, Farrah. There's a ground ball foul to the backstop. She was excellent when she'd come on to promote some of the Wise activities.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure she would think differently if she was sitting here. She was probably pretty nervous when she did it.
Was she your nurse at one point?
No. She was a nurse. We met through some mutual friends when I did meet her. But when we were first here in Boston together, she worked over at Mass General for a few years on the pediatric floor, doing all that stuff. So, but no, she wasn't my nurse.
3-2. Well, certainly you're one of the great stories as you overcame cancer and won the deciding game of the World Series in 2007. That's a little outside. Benintendi worked that walk with some foul balls, a leadoff walk in the fifth. That had to be one of your career highlights as a young player.
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of an unfortunate event for me. You know, you don't ever really want to get an opportunity with somebody that gets hurt. You know, Wakey couldn't make that start, and I had to. I guess I got thrown into it, more or less. But was fortunate enough to pitch well and give our team a chance. You know, you don't ever really want to screw it up, and was fortunate enough to pitch well that game.
Here's Trevino, the catcher, who popped to short after the leadoff walk here. Crawford's pitch is taken for a call strike. Two world championships here, 2013, of course, when you were the ace, and you really relish pitching here. Not everybody can play here. This is a tough atmosphere, but you were so tough going through some nagging injuries at times, but the stage was never too big here.
I mean, I really loved pitching here.
Check swing, it didn't go.
You know, I think the style of how I pitched actually benefited me here because of the wall. You know, naturally, any righty that comes in here is looking at that thing, and they're already, that front shoulder's kind of flying. So, you know, we used that to our advantage and pitched even further in, and got a lot of foul balls, a lot of, you know, pulled over that Coca-Cola sign over there and left. And, you know, like I said, I think we really used that to our advantage, and I didn't really understand it until I got older. And, you know, obviously having tech, you don't really ask many questions when you're young, and you just say yes, sir, and throw whatever he puts down. So, you know, as I got older, we figured out, you know, I could really use that. And when you'd get in trouble, like, you know, old Lack used to say, I mean, down and away is recession proof. So that big right field out there, you know, when you'd get in trouble, and then, you know, those few years there at the end with Victor Reno, it's kind of like, hey, go get it, big fella. And, you know, use that to your advantage as well.
1-2 pitch coming to Trevino, and he swings and lines one of the shortstop backhanded on his knees by Bogaerts for the out. No chance for two. Nice play. Well, then, of course, that 13 team. What a magical year that was. All about Boston Strong, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, unfortunately, we you know, kind of one of those unfortunately fortunate things. You know, like you, unfortunately, we got to be a part of that. You know, the Boston Marathon and all the tragic stuff that happened there. But, you know, fortunately, we got to be a part of the positive side that brought Boston together, and, you know, really saw some positives there, you know, and the good in humanity. And to be here, you know, front and center for all of that, and, you know, obviously David handling that the way he did and really kind of taking the city on his back, you know, which then led us to take kind of the remainder of the few people that he couldn't carry on our backs. So, really special time. Obviously, big memories for us, and I'm glad we got to kind of finish that off and win the World Series for the city that year.
Well, one pitch to Connor for left is low, and nice stop by McGuire. Well, it was so magical, and then you go on and help the Cubs win the 119 games, help them win their first World Series in 108 years.
Yeah, pretty crazy. Pretty crazy. All within a few years, which was even more special.
You and Anthony Rizzo were close, right?
We still are.
Back to the Red Sox organization when you were minor leaguers?
Well, I guess we kind of did overlap a little bit. He was so young.
There's a drive to left field. It's deep, back by the wall, and it's gone. And Kiner Falefa has his very first home run of the season, and the game is tied at two. First time he's gone deep in over a year. And we're knotted at two.
Big celebration in the Yankee dugout. Obviously, they're as surprised as everybody else. You said, Joe, he hadn't hit a home run all year. And there was nothing cheap about that. He hit it hard up into the second row of the monster seats.
So just like that, the game is tied.
I never remember a Yankee shortstop who didn't hit many home runs hitting one over the left field
never
wall
happened
here.
Before,
do you?
Did it? No.
Getting a silent treatment down there.
Yeah, they all ran for cover, it seemed. They go in the back of the dugout.
Yeah, now they're coming back to high five. Rizzo, the first there to hug him. They're all patting him on the back or giving him hugs. Big smiles in the Yankee dugout.
He's got to be very popular. You can't stage that. That was, of course, the Red Sox don't like it, but Crawford had been really pitching well. Gives up a two-run homer. Ball one to Aaron Hicks, who struck out his first time up. That pitch was not well located, but he's been pitching well. Pitch to Hicks, a swung on it high to center field. Durant broke back, now coming in, still coming in, and he runs it down with a great speed. Well, John, you and your friend Tim Wakefield both finished with exactly 200 wins in your careers. That's remarkable.
Yeah, pretty crazy. You know, if you would have asked me back then when I was playing with him if that would have happened, you know, I probably would have laughed at you. But pretty fortunate to play for a lot of great teams and be around a lot of great guys. And pitch for a while. Fortunately, stayed healthy. So, you know, pretty cool milestone to be a part of. And We'll see. We'll see where it gets me, I guess.
Ball strike to LeMahieu. I know you were one of the all-time favorites of Terry Francona. You guys were very close.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that was obviously a product of my early beginnings with the cancer and, you know, dealing with all that and my family. And obviously Tito cares, you know, a lot about his players and, you know, being a young guy, just kind of the relationships we had or the conversations we had when I was, you know, young, my first big league camp and all that stuff. And then kind of resulted in the bad news and all that, and, you know, just kind of carried over. And the whole organization, you know, from Tito all the way up to John Henry and you know, Theo and Ben and all those guys, you know, they were so good to me. And the line of communication was always open, and made that process, as bad as it was, a pretty smooth process. And, you know, I'll always be grateful for them for how they handled that whole deal with me, and not only me, but, you know, my mom and dad as well.
Foul to the right out of play by LeMahieu, 1-2 the count. He got 3 world championship rings. You wear them all?
No. Actually, I squeezed my 13 one on to come up here. it's a little undersized. That the hands have changed since 13, and they're a little more swollen than they used to be. So I got to try to get it resized a little bit. But if I do wear one, it's either this one or the 16. Yeah. You know, but I really don't bring them out very often.
Here's the 1-2 pitch, and he takes it high, 2-2. We visit with John Lester, who really handled Boston so well as a starting pitcher. Not an easy task. And, you know, for years they thought lefties couldn't pitch here, but sometimes it's an advantage coming out of the center field seats.
Yeah, I mean,
over the top.
We didn't get many day games, but the ones we did, he tried to take advantage of it.
Swinging strike, and that retires the side. They do tie the score. John Lester, thank you so much. We'll let you get back to your family. Come see us again. It's always fun to visit.
I appreciate it, Joe.
All right, and our best to Farah and your children as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.